Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Sports. I'm Mike Reeves. Independence Day and baseball are a long-standing tradition, and MLB provided a full schedule on Thursday. We start in Seattle, where the struggling Mariners had seen their West Division lead trimmed to just 2 games as they hosted the AL East leading Orioles. Jim Bernard reports.
The Seattle Mariners scored 5 runs in the 7th inning to rally for a 7-3 victory over the Baltimore Orioles. The Mariners fell behind 2-0 early, but Julio Rodriguez, who's been mired in a batting slump, provided the catalyst with a leadoff home run in the 5th inning, then a leadoff double and stolen base in the 7th to spark the outburst.
I wasn't really thinking about my swing or what happened in the past 2 months or whatever that is. I was just thinking competing today. I felt that's what really matters, because you can do anything to change the past. You know, the only thing you can control is right now.
J.P. Crawford gave Seattle the lead with a 3-run double. Mitch Garver then followed with a 2-run home run. The win for the Mariners snapped a 4-game losing streak.
The Astros kept pace with the Mariners with a 5-3 win at Toronto. John Singleton drove in a pair of runs for Houston as they won for the 12th time in 14 games. With the Orioles losing in Seattle, the Yankees had an opportunity to get within 1 game of Baltimore if they could solve the Reds, who had already taken the first 2 games of the 3-game series. Here's correspondent Jane Ferry.
3 home runs and a bases-loaded triple carried the Reds to an 8-4 rout of the Yankees. Spencer Steer's 3-run homer gave Cincinnati a 5-0 lead in the 5th inning against losing pitcher Marcus Stroman. Steer's was the last of the Reds' 7 home runs in a 3-game sweep of the Yankees.
Just good timely hitting, honestly. Those homers came in some pretty big spots with 2 outs and guys on base, so yeah, that was good timely hitting by us.
Ben Rice, Austin Wells, and Juan Soto homered for the Yankees, who've dropped 13 of 17.
Stephen Kwan homered and drove in 2 in the Guardians' 8-4 win over the White Sox. Cleveland leads the AL Central by 6 games over the Twins, who beat the Tigers 12-3 in a game that was shortened to 7 innings by rain. Ryan Jeffers went 3-for-4 with a home run and 4 RBIs for Minnesota. The NL East leading Phillies lost 10-2 at Wrigley Field as the Cubs' Ian Happ homered from both sides of the plate and drove in 6. He's driven in 20 runs in the last 18 games.
I didn't drive in a lot of runs in the first month of the year, and being able to make up for that, giving us a chance to win in some different spots, but seeing the ball well and trying to have really good at-bats.
Philadelphia's division lead remains 9 games over Atlanta after the Braves lost to the Giants 4-2. Elliot Ramos and Matt Chapman went deep for San Francisco. Coming up, the rest of the Independence Day in sports. The Rays were in Kansas City looking to move above the 500 mark if they could knock off the Royals. Greg Eklund has the story.
The Tampa Bay Rays bats went to work early in their 10-8 win over the Kansas City Royals. Rays center fielder Johnny DeLuca homered in the 2nd and singled home a run in the 3rd as the Rays never trailed, but they had to hold off the charging Royals. Rays starter Zach Eflin struggled for 5 innings but got the win.
The offense was tremendous tonight, obviously giving me a big cushion. Wish I could have done a better job for those guys, but at the end of the day, they carried us today and it was awesome. And see them go to work.
The NL Central Division leading Brewers were in Colorado hoping to conquer the Rockies. Correspondent Bruce Morton.
Jake Cave sent Colorado ahead for good with a 6th inning solo homer, lifting the Rockies to a 4-3 win over the Brewers. For Cave, the long ball was especially sweet since it was his first since joining the team.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, obviously, first one as a Rocky. You know, it's my third team I played for in the big leagues, and get to check off that box. Hey, I hit a big league homer for the Colorado Rockies.
The Cardinals got 10th inning RBIs from Pedro Páez and Alec Burleson and defeated the Pirates 3-2. St. Louis trails Milwaukee by 6 games. Nick Pivetta tossed 6 2/3 no-hit innings for the Red Sox but did not figure in the decision as Boston won 6-5 in 12 innings at Miami. Tyler O'Neill and Rafael Devers drove in 2 runs each for the Red Sox. The Nationals got 8 innings of one-hit ball from Jake Irvin in a 1-0 win over the Mets. Irvin says he was in the proper mindset mindset as he matched zeros with New York starter Jose Quintana.
Just stay in attack mode and control what I can control. At the end of the day, I'm out there making pitches, trying to attack that lineup, and he's kind of doing the same thing, but I can't control that.
Jesse Winker's pinch-hit home run in the eighth inning provided the margin of victory for the Nationals. J.P. Sears allowed two hits over five innings in Oakland's 5-0 win over the Angels. Jerickson Profar hit his 12th home run of the year, leading San Diego over Texas 3-1, and Arizona won 9-3 over the Dodgers. Christian Walker hit two home runs and drove in three. It was quite a day for Hayden Springer at the first round of the John Deere Classic. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has more.
Hayden Springer has fired the 14th sub-60 round in PGA Tour history to take the first round lead at the John Deere Classic in Illinois.
Kind of at a loss for words in terms of being able to do that. I feel like that's one of the rare things in golf. So to kind of have that opportunity and to pull it off, it feels pretty special.
Springer will take a two-shot lead into the second round. WNBA, the Sun defeated the Lynx 78-73, and the Aces ran past the Mystics 98-77. Novak Djokovic advanced to the third round at Wimbledon with a win on Thursday. On the women's side, number one Iga Swiatek advanced, but number five Jessica Pegula was upset by Shen Yu Wang. NBA, the 76ers have orchestrated a sign-and-trade deal that sends Buddy Hield to the Warriors for a 2031 second-round draft pick. A person with knowledge of the agreement told the Associated Press. In the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island, Patrick Bertoletti wins the men's competition, consuming 58 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Miki Sudo defended her women's title after eating a world record 51 hot dogs. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.